Let's Loosen Up. It's the new era.
This is the Let's Loosen Up podcast. And if you're listening to this, it means that you have seen our post of the podcast. So if you haven't listened to previous episode, all you need to do is hit up or search for the Let's Loosen Up podcast on every available streaming platform. There is Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I am your host, MGIs, and with me here is Okweko, my co-host. Okwe, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm alive. I'm good. Tired. I'm hot. I'm not hungry, but I'm cool. That's how I am. Yeah, at this moment.
Who asked you for all those?
You say, how am I?
I just said, how are you?
I'm
fine. I'm good. That's all.
No, then that's too busy.
Well, whatever. Anyway, Trey.
How are you?
I'm good.
Sure?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, nice shades you have on.
Thank you, baby boy. Yeah. Today, or before I, before we go down to the agenda of today, I want to ask you guys a question. Have you ever been bullied before? I mean, emotionally, psychologically, physically, mentally. Have you ever been bullied? Any form of bullying? Okay, have you ever been bullied?
It is in relation to emotional bullying. Yeah, I have, and I have bullied people too. In fact, I'm an emotional bully.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, this is getting interesting. So, guys, today we'll be talking about emotional bullying. What is emotional bullying really? A whole lot of people might just hear emotional bullying, domestic violence, and all that. They kind of tend to intertwine both sometimes or mistake both. Yeah. There's a difference between emotional bullying and physical bullying. So today I'm going to be asking Okweko, what is emotional bullying?
According to my research, emotional bullying is when a person tries to get what they want by making others feel angry or afraid.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you say angry or afraid, like why it's an emotional bullying, or why it's emotional bullying, is because the person is into you. When I say no, the person has an intimate relationship with you. It's not necessarily sexual, maybe a family member, a close friend. A person has some sort of regard for you. Then when you bully the person into being afraid or angry, so the person now tries to do what you want because they don't want to. They're afraid to lose what you have. Either the friendship, whether the
whatever
you guys have.
Right?
Yeah.
Whatever sort of relationship
you guys have. Yeah.
They feel they are getting from whatever it is you guys have. Okay.
And also, I mean, I feel like someone that doesn't really matter to you can't necessarily, it's harder for them to bully you emotionally. It's possible too, but it's harder.
Because there's nothing you really want to gain from them or anything, right? I feel you. Well, for me, I just will say that emotional bullying is, it's just designed to actually chip away at the person's self-esteem, the self-worth, their independence, and just make them feel like without the abuser, they are nothing. I mean, you just feel like, oh, this person is not there, then you are nobody, or you don't have anything to offer, It's just a form of keeping the, what they call it, victims in the relationship, right? Yeah, it's just really wrong, all shades of wrong. I mean, just that consistent pattern of using abusive words, behaviors, you're just trying to wear down the person's self-esteem and, undermine their emotional, their mental health, really. So for me, Okwe, have you ever been emotionally bullied?
Well,
or are you the bully?
Most times, people that have been emotionally bullied end up being bullies too, in a way. Yeah, and if you want to, okay, let me see now. When you say emotional bullying, what it entails? Sometimes name calling, use of sarcasm, threats, put down or belittle, understand? Let me see, what else?
Gaslighting.
Basically, so.
Criticism and likes.
Yes. So basically, yes, I have been emotional bullied, and yes, I bully people too emotionally. Because It's probably the sarcasm. It's more fun and it's
when
you manipulate.
My friend is very, very, what's the word? He uses a lot of sarcasm all the time. Yeah, it's so fucking annoying.
And when you can manipulate people.
When you feel like you can ride on people's intelligence, that's what you're looking for, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you love to do. You like to fuck with people's brain.
Yeah. I didn't realize till maybe this year that's what it was. I just felt it just...
You felt it was right?
No, not wrong or right. It's just me. Just
feel like, oh, you're doing something great.
I'm just doing something.
And nobody ever told you that was a very silly attitude.
Not great. Something interesting. You understand?
And in your mind, you really thought you were doing something, right?
I was not.
It made sense.
It takes a lot of work and effort.
You're able to process it in your head. It made sense.
Yeah, to be able to spin people. you understand?
Please, oh, you guys, I beg. Any of you in an emotionally abusive relationship should bounce. No one is worth it. I mean, don't let anyone ever make you feel like you should be codependent on them. It's just wrong. It's just all shades of wrong.
That's gaslighting now.
It's similar to gaslighting, right? But I wouldn't really say gaslighting per se. For me, I just feel like those people who emotionally just bully you, you know, they blackmail you emotionally. And this emotional bullying of a thing, it happens a lot with friends, right? Some friends just feel like, oh, because you guys are really cool, because you're friends, they try to blackmail you and make you feel like, oh God, this thing you're doing is hurting them so bad. And, you know, you're trying to displease yourself because you want to please them. It doesn't even make any sense, really. I don't see a reason why you should be friends with people and then you feel like, oh, you want to emotionally bully them. You know, you want to emotionally blackmail them to do something they don't want to do for you. A lot of friends don't want you to tell them the truth, right? And they emotionally blackmail you to just overlook it.
Yeah, but
what do you think?
People that can be emotionally blackmailed, to me, I believe they are kind of weak already. They are weak, they are broken. No, because if I
beg to differ, okay, but go ahead.
If I now, okay, let me look for an instance now. You are my friend, and maybe I didn't come for your birthday party because I was at work and there's nothing I could do. Then my friend comes and says, so you didn't come for my party, your work is more important. It's not that say you were not there. I don't like, it's like I'm giving all in this relationship. If it was me, I'd have. And I already know that. I'm a confident guy. I know that if I could be at your party, I'd have been at your party. The only way I can be at your party now is I'll say, you know what? Fuck you, boss. I'm not coming to work today. My friend's in a party. I'm coming. When I know that's my reality,
that's not rational. I tell your boss that. Your work comes first.
So there's no way in that instance, can be emotionally bullied, because I don't be wondering what is this one saying. Do you understand? Yeah, so basically that's just it, because me, I'll be wondering like, I just want to try to, you can't make me feel guilty you can't guilt trip me in that instance.
Right, I just feel like that's not even rational. That's just them or whoever being insensitive.
No, I'm saying, so emotional bullying is part of
it's part of insensitivity.
They just try to make you feel bad, feel shame, feel embarrassed, and all. And the thing is that the bad thing about it is that when you let it set in, when emotional bully sets in, or you give it to it, you end up being most times, as you say, depressed.
Yeah,
you have a low self-esteem
and all that.
Shy. You just even at work, you can't even function. And
right?
You even mentioned something about friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional bullying is very high in the work environment, especially in Nigeria. Yeah,
it is. But we
work with a lot of sentiments in Nigeria.
Yes, we do.
We don't work with professionals.
Yeah, you just like, you're trying not to get on this person's bad side, because you know if you get on this person's bad side, say for example your boss, they are going to frustrate your job. They'll make it difficult for you. You know that they have the upper hand. You can't actually just express yourself and be sincere. Really.
And you say, I know someone that his former boss was a bastard.
They like to call it emotional intelligence. It's just, everything is just a name to trying to look for a corporate name to give emotional bullying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So this boss was like a bastard. Like he wants you to basically
kiss his ass.
Kiss his ass. And when you don't kiss his ass,
it becomes a problem.
He doesn't want you to attack him. If he tells you you were wrong, even if you're right, he doesn't want you to say, I was right. If you say you're right, he will look for a way, another way to come at you, or look for one.
You know, it's funny because people like that boss, right? If you check very well, you realize that they are nothing without that power. Take away that power, they are really nothing. They are empty. That's what they live on.
Yes.
That's their adrenaline, right? That's what keeps them going.
Lonely.
Yeah, very lonely.
Very lonely. That's the only way they... Is there some sort of... that's what I was talking of earlier. There's some sort of entertainment to them. You get... That's why when you ignore them, it hurts them the most. Like when you just throw away, don't say, what's this one saying?
You know, another thing is this what silent treatment you give people, right? You already know this happens most times in couples, right? In a couple relate, before I speak rubbish English, a relationship between a man and a woman, you know, quite intimate, right? You see the lady giving the guy silent treatment because you know that when you give him that, he's going to get his shit together, like get his head straight. Yeah. He wants to beg you and say, oh, I'm sorry, what did I do? And for guys that I used to know, I have this friend, right? She's married. And her husband is always like, oh, you can't go out with your friends. He doesn't want the friends around, blah, blah, blah. He's always dictating who she can be friends with. That's just emotional bullying of the highest order for me. You shouldn't dictate who your partner should be friends with, really. Allow them the liberty of being friends with who they want to be friends with. They should have sense enough to know where the boundary is at.
Are you serious?
Yes. Do you want to? Are you going to choose who your wife or your girlfriend should be friends with? Do you do that?
I don't compare. I don't put girlfriend and wife in the same sentence.
So, in essence, you control your wife.
A girlfriend is a girlfriend. A wife is something more serious, more according to culture.
Okay, so let me ask you, right? I'll put it to you straight. You dictate with your
advice,
wife?
Advice. Because two of you are one. You understand? In right. The only sense
so
of,
you tell her not to bring her friend, invite her friends over whenever she wants to invite them over to the house.
I can tell her, like, don't invite that. I don't like that your friend. I don't like the way she looks or the way she smells. Way she, yes, not to the house. Eh? You can go meet her wherever you want to meet her. Maybe you want to keep her. But our house is our. You understand? Don't
for so many reasons, I don't even agree with this your statement, but I'm just gonna let it slide because I really don't want to, you know, do this whole argument. I don't know why you keep looking at Samuel. Samuel is giving you ginger there that just keep pushing.
No, okay, but no, I don't understand. So what are you trying? You're trying to say that
I don't have. No. I'm not going to answer.
No
that.
Answer. No. So you're saying that. That's not emotional bullying, no.
You think?
That's when...
When you start dictating, oh, no, I don't want this your friend. Yeah, she smells not... She doesn't smell good. She doesn't look nice.
Wait,
blah, blah,
I want to ask you a question.
That.
So is it everybody's... That you know friends you've seen that you agree with or you are comfortable...
But when
you are married to someone, the difference is that you have... the option of talking to this, but you can talk to your talk. That's why I say advice. You know what I'm saying? I didn't say I'll tell her end your friendship with this person. The only thing I'll say, don't bring her into our space. It's our space. You know what I'm saying? Me and you space. You can go and meet her at our space. You guys,
okay, whatever you say flies.
Why are you not responding?
Well, any which ways, me, I've moved on from this oppressed line of arguments. For those of you out there who do not even know that you're in an emotionally abusive relationship, I'll give you some pointers, right? So when you listen to this, you sit down, you actually think and ask yourself the question, are you seeing the signs? Because the signs are there, right? You would feel edgy all the time around whoever it is. You feel edgy whenever that person is around you. More like you're trying to walk on eggshells, right? You feel like you can't do anything right. Whatever you do is never right with the person. The person is always complaining, oh, this thing you did is not right. No matter how hard you try to do it, to you, you feel like you've done your best, but to that person, it's never right. It just never sits right with them, right? You feel afraid of your partner. What will your partner say? What will your partner do? Oh my God, if I put this cup here, will he be angry? Will he really shout?
What kind of stupid relationship is that?
Now you get me, right? Now you understand that that's emotional bullying.
No, I'm like, I'm saying, why you can't stupid?
And there are people in relationships like that. They do not even know. They just want to please their partner. You are emotionally being bullied.
Yeah,
I'm telling you today.
Your confidence, self-esteem is damaged.
Damaged.
Yeah, I know those
totally
type of people.
Damaged, those guys, right?
I know that they can't do without man.
You know, you're doing or you're avoiding certain things because you want to make your partner happy. So your partner is not doing something right by you, and you feel like, oh, you'd rather not even address the situation because you just want your partner to be happy. If you talk now, your partner will complain.
You tell your partner you're coming back late by this time.
Your partner will be like, what do you mean by that? Well, you ask me that kind of question. You know, you're just avoiding the situation. You're trying to make peace reign. Auntie, don't make any peace reign. Or better bounce. As in, bounce, or you confront the situation, right? You know, you feel like you deserve to be hurt by your partner. Nobody deserves to be hurt by anybody. You fucking deserve to be treated with so much kindness. I mean, don't let no nigga try to play you. Don't let no clown ass nigga try to make you feel like you don't deserve the world. You deserve the fucking world. And for guys, don't let no lady try to make you feel like, oh gosh, whatever. I mean, you guys are...
Yeah, don't let no lady make you feel like...
That's where you see your first voice.
You don't have money.
You know?
You are broke. Mm-hmm. You are this thing. Your mates are this thing. You bought things for her.
Because I said women now, your first voice is high. You can hear his voice.
I wanted to say about women too. You didn't let me.
Those women too.
Those are the women that they can't do it. We know them without man. They're always having boyfriends.
Please,
you break up with one guy today, tomorrow, you have another boyfriend.
But that's off point. Okay, that's fucking off point.
Okay,
that is fucking off point. Anybody can decide to have any relationship, change their relationship as they like.
Yeah, you just don't want to accept it.
Okay, what do you mean? I know people like that. Are you me? Me? You?
Have you not come across anybody? Look at me, guy.
Me, I don't know for you. Yeah, they broke your heart. Does not mean. Yeah, you said check your attitude. If your attitude is right now, if your attitude is right, they will not break up with you and move to somebody else.
You're not listening. I'm trying to tell you that there are some women that have this. I don't know whether they come from, whether maybe they didn't have a father figure. As the last topic we spoke about on Instagram. I'm serious. Okay. There are some women that can't do anything without a man. They will call, even if they are male friends. They are very dependent.
Right?
Hi, I want to buy this stuff. What do you think? I want to go here. Are you free? There are women like that.
But there are women who call the emotional abuse. Those ones are just playing.
Yeah, the ones too that have the tendency to be emotionally bullied.
Yes, that's right. Because they feel dependent.
Since I was coming somewhere, you didn't let me land.
Well, any which ways, please, if you're in an emotionally abusive relationship, if you feel depressed, if you feel sad, you know, you feel like you're not happy, you feel like you're always walking around eggshells, you know, just please reevaluate that relationship. Is it really worth it? No relationship is worth you walking around eggshells. You should be yourself. You should be free. You should, you know, just be you.
And also those ones that emotional bullying, let them have Stockholm syndrome.
Yeah, it leads to that.
We have those ones that we see that,
the person's nasty attitude.
He's not lying down. He loves me. He's just stressed from work. He's under pressure.
Wake up. Wake up, bitch. Stop letting nobody try to make you defend your clown ass attitude.
Yes.
Okay.
Before your brain turns
period. That brings us to the end of this podcast.
Wait. I'm not done. You think you can run away? Just. Have you been? Why is this topic so dear to you?
Please ignore Okwe.
You said this topic is dear to you. Why?
I have come to the end of this episode.
You guys, please follow us on our
social media platform at LU_POD on Instagram and Twitter. On Facebook is the Let's Listen Up Podcast. Don't forget to also stream on all available platforms: Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Audio Mark. Are you not going to help me out?
Are you done?
Someone is giving you signals to keep asking me silly questions.
Are you guys,
follow us on all our platforms.
Why are you wearing shades? Are you teary-eyed?
Oh my God, I'm taking it out, bitch.
How did you survive the emotional bullying?
At LLU_POD.
Did it make you stronger?
So you guys don't wonder what Okwe is saying and why he's asking these jam questions. I've never been emotionally bullied.
Well, then why is it dear to you?
Well, maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. We never can tell you. We never know until I tell
you. Well, you said this topic is dear to you.
But we move still and still. This is the Let's Listen Up podcast.
We are looking edgy.
It's amazing talking with you guys. Can you guys come into our Instagram DMs or even in the comment section and tell us your experience with emotional
body language?
I'm
saying this, what I'm saying.
You guys, please, goodbye. I love you.
And God bless.
Do you have any parting words?
So you guys are being emotional bullied. I'm sorry about that. Try to come out of it. For we that do the emotional bullying, you guys don't be bastards. Stop it. Take over other people's mental health, their self-esteem.
Like, okay,
no, I'm not an emotional bully. I'm just an emotional twister. I just like to twist the thing. You understand? Emotionally, that's what I do. So thank you for your time, Mary Jane.
Never
ignored all our questions.
I'm going to leave you guys with one last parting word. Never let a clown nigga try to play you. And if you play you, then rule number two, fuck his best friend and make him yes man.
Never let a clown bitch try to play you. Rule number two, if she plays you, then fuck her best friend too. Huh. Signing out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Let's Loosen Up podcast. You can catch all brand new and previous episodes on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at LLU_pod. Also, Let's Loosen Up podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, AudioMac, and Spotify. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review.